Well, hello, all you loyal listeners. Two full shows in a row. It's overwhelming to me. If you picked up, as many of you do, still get the Sunday paper in print, you would have seen on page 2 of the art section a story headlined, Groundhog Day Still Casts a Spell. It's a great movie, but one of the reasons it still casts a spell is because it was shot here in Woodstock, and Harold Ramis is a Chicagoan. And my friend Grant DePorter, who runs the Harry Carey's restaurant chain, has come up with a new way to celebrate the movie. Hello, Grant. How are you?
Eric, how are you doing?
Good. Talk to me about it's a Groundhog Day reunion at Harry Carey's at Navy Pier. When did the idea come to you?
Well, run Harry Carey's. We've been around 36 years, but we opened up a restaurant at Navy Pier in 2010. I was always a fan of Harold Ramis. When I blew up the Cubs foul ball in 2004 on national television, Harold Ramis, you know, we were trying to get rid of the Cubs curse, and Harold Ramis was my master. Yeah, and I got 20. I announced I was going to blow it up, I got 20,000 letters within 1 week from Cubs fans thanking me, but giving me their ideas.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I think
and
I must
a lot
have...
of the le-
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
And a lot of the letters thought that to get rid of the curse, you needed a Ghostbuster as the MC of the event, and they identified Harold Ramis. So I contacted Harold Ramis, and he was nice enough to be the master of ceremonies when we blew up the ball. So I got to know him then, and then when we opened at the Navy Pier, I reached out to him, and he became our partner.
He was Grant. I mean, I knew Harold a bit and liked him tremendously. I knew him back at the old Second City days. Talk to me about him as a guy. He really was, I ever thought, just the nicest, most kind of unaffected guy for a guy who'd made, you know, $1 billion with his movies. He was just a regular Chicago neighborhood guy. Didn't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's a great father. He moved to North Shore with his wife Erica, and they raised their two boys together. And he was brilliant, but he's just a very nice person. You don't see this kind of qualities in a massive celebrity like him. I mean, he did some of the biggest movies of all time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He just, if you're with him, you just feel like he's a regular guy.
Well, and I know you know, and I want to mention it too. There's a great deal going on in Woodstock, as it's been going on. Woodstock really, really celebrates this movie because it was shot there. There are little plaques all over the town, and they have movie screenings, and they have a special breakfast and all that stuff. Yours is really different because what you're celebrating is the, I don't know, celebrate. You're marking the 10th anniversary of Harold's death.
Well, we're celebrating his life. Yeah.
Good. So yeah. Yeah.
After he passed away, it just, you know, it gave us a chance to bring all his friends together and celebrate him. So as part of it, you know, I thought Groundhog Day was one of my favorite movies of all time, and reached out to his wife, Erica, and thought that it would be fitting to do it on Groundhog Day. And then it just all kind of came together. But, you know, we're going to have Ghostbusters and other, you know, people here. The peers me playing music from all of Harold Ramis's various movies all day long.
Great.
So it's a celebration of him.
That's so great. Tell people before we take a little commercial break, Grant DePorter, you were very, very lucky in many ways. You had a wonderful father named Don, who was an executive with the Hyatt hotel chain, and you were among the luckiest kids in the city of Chicago because you could watch movie after, way before streaming, way before the current state of television, and you watched movie. You fell in love with Harold Ramis in a hotel room, didn't you?
Well, I grew up at the Hyatt Regency Chicago, the largest Hyatt in the world, and it's me and my dad. And if you're a guest in a hotel, you had access to Spectrovision.
Mm-hmm.
And because my dad ran the hotel, anything I watched was free. So it was just, if you had a TV on anywhere, and we had multiple TVs, it was just movie after movie after movie, and all of Harold's movies were on all the time. Animal House and Sprites and Ghostbusters. Everybody just nonstop. All my friends from high school would come over, and we just watch them to the point where we could recite all the lines from all the movies.
The most popular guy in high school, Grant DePorter. Grant, hang on for a couple minutes, and we'll come back, and I want to talk more about how precisely you pulled this together, because there are a lot of people, a lot of the cast of the movie joining in the celebration this week at Harry Carey's. You can go to harrycareys.com to get a lot of information. It's going to be at Harry Carey's at Navy Pier, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. February 2nd at Navy Pier, at the Harry Carey's at Navy Pier, starting around 3 o'clock. There will be all manner of I don't know if you want to call them celebrities, but all manner of celebrities. Herb Ramis's wife will be there. Many people from the cast, including Brian Doyle Murray. The hope, of course, right, Grant DePorter, is that the never reliable Bill Murray might or might not show up. But you're not banking on it, are you?
I'm told it's highly likely he's coming at this point, but. Yeah, so we have, so we're keeping fingers crossed, but you're right, like, he's famous for you just never know.
Yes,
so
he's famous. I admire him for that. He's famous for being unpredictable, which I think is great. You read the story, and I know you know the whole thing about, you know, one of the sad things, ultimately not sad, is that Bill and Harold had a falling out during the filming of Groundhog Day. It's told to me by his daughter from his first marriage, Violet. But the way she describes how they came back together at the end is, I think, really a kind of heartwarming. She writes in the book, in classic Bill fashion, he showed up at the house. This is after Harold had been diagnosed with what eventually killed him. Showed up at the house unannounced at 7 a.m. with a police escort and a dozen donuts. My dad wasn't able to talk much at that point, so they didn't get to the nitty-gritty of what happened or go back and rehash all of the old stuff, but they spent a couple of hours together, laughed a little, and made their peace. I just find that wonderfully, wonderfully touching.
Yeah, I heard from people about how that all came to be, but it's like, I think he showed up at the police station because he knew what Harold's house looked like but didn't have the address. And so I think that's why he saw the police escort, because I think they were driving the streets until Bill recognized the home. And it all worked out. And they had, right, they totally
made up.
I think, well, so I heard like Bill was encouraging them to get well so they could do more movies together.
Yeah.
It's very positive. You know?
It was a great team, those two guys. It was a great, great team.
Stripes, Ghostbusters. All kinds of things they did together. Yes.
What exactly is going to go on at the event at Harry Carey's? There's a master of ceremonies, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So David Pasquese was in the movie. Mm-hmm. He was the psychiatrist, but he was in multiple Harold Ramis movies.
Sure.
And he's very good friends with Erica Ramis, and we asked that he be the master of ceremonies. So he will, at 3 o'clock at Navy Pier, Harry Carey's Navy Pier, and it's open to the public outside. It's an outside ceremony. It's open to the public, so we encourage people to come down if they're fans. And so he'll start it, and then it will go to Erica, who will talk about Harold, and then it will go down the line with all the actors coming. We have, as you said, Brian Doyle Murray. He'll play his Buster Green role as the head groundhog guy. Stephen Tobolowsky, he was Ned Ryerson in the movie. He was the insurance guy, needle nose.
Oh, I know. Just fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. That's one of his great roles ever. He's a very, very popular and working actor, and that's just one of the great ones. Are they going to screen the movie anywhere on the pier?
Oh, yeah. So Navy Pier is showing it in the Family Pavilion, very large format. We'll have it all over the restaurant. I think it will be all over the pier. So music and movies up and down. But I think in total we have about 9 actors coming. And after they all do their, what they're going to go talk, you know, talk about Harold, talk about the movie, then it will be the ceremony where we have a tree stump. Getting a tree stump was very tricky. You would think it wouldn't be. I almost had a 2,500-pound tree stump being trucked down from upstate New York.
No.
And I was really like, yeah, how do you move a 2,500-pound tree stump easily?
And it must be luckily, so much easier to get a groundhog than a tree stump, right?
They both were tricky. But luckily, you know, because Harold Ramis' assistant, Pam Casper, she had movie connections, and she found a guy that was local that worked on Shameless, the TV show, and mm-hmm. he created a tree stump that we could manage the weight, about 200 pounds.
Where's the groundhog? Where's the groundhog coming from?
Well, I Googled groundhog and called all kinds of places and had false leads left and right.
I love
and then
that.
By chance, I found the company that actually did the movie Groundhog Day with the groundhog. So I got the same company that did the movie in 1993, providing me with the groundhog for the ceremony. So Brian will, you know, just like the movie, he'll have the top hat, the red vest, the cane. He'll whack on the stump. The groundhog will come out. They'll talk. All these guys will talk, you know, because they all speak groundhog-ese. So
of course they do. Of course they do.
Yes. They're in the inner circle. So they'll talk to the groundhog and see if he sees a shadow or not. If he sees a shadow, that means there'll be six more weeks of winter. So we don't know what the groundhog is going to see yet, so we'll wait for that moment.
It's supposed to be nice Friday. It's supposed to be nice Friday and then February 2nd.
Who knows? Mid to upper 30s. It's sunny-ish. So, yes, much better than, I guess it was 30. The high was 30 degrees in the movie, according to, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So Connor's prediction, it will be 30 degrees and then we'll be teens with the blizzard coming in. But so it's better than what we had in the movie.
You know, Gordon, talk about, there's a heartwarming story about one of the people. I was able to write about it in the Tribune today, but there's a very heartwarming story about one of the people who's a special invited guest, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So one of the actors in the movie, he was the guest in the bed and breakfast that Bill Murray would always see in the hallway every morning. His name was Ken Hudson Campbell. He was in Armageddon. He was Santa in Home Alone. And during the SAG-AFTRA strike, he lost his health insurance. And he came down with a jaw cancer. Mm. And but with no insurance, so they did a GoFundMe. And I noticed Steve Carell was like the first person in. He put in $10,000.
Wow.
All the community came together, and he got the money he needed and got the surgery on December 7th. He took part of his leg bone and put it in his jaw. But he looks amazing. You would never know. I talked to him on the phone. He sounds great. He looks great. And he's flying out from L.A. to be with everyone for this reunion.
Oh, how fabulous is that? How fabulous is that?
And he's close to Bill Murray and the Murray family. So I know that it's just everyone wants. It's going to be a very special time with everyone getting together. This has never been done before.
Yeah,
of Groundhog Day.
Well, I think it's a wonderful way to celebrate Harold. I mean, the events that go on in Woodstock over the next 4 days of next weekend are fun and all that. But Harold, it deserves this kind of celebration. It was a fabulous life cut way, way too short. Grant, let me ask you, can I ask how you initially got involved with the Harry Caray Restaurant Group? I don't know that. I've known you seemingly forever, and I don't know how 30-some years ago that ever happened.
Well, I grew up living at the Hyatt in Wacker, and a guy named Paul Steppen owned a piece of the hotel. So I got to meet him, and he was into real estate, and he bought some properties to start restaurants. Originally, that restaurant was going to be called H.I. Cobb, after the architect that built it.
Yeah.
And no one knew who H.I. Cobb was, even though he worked on the Columbian Exposition with Daniel Burnham. So some of Harry Caray's friends said, well, H.I. Cobb, that's a kind of not a great name. How about Harry Caray's?
Yeah.
And this was like that. It's kind of instant, you know, light bulb going off.
Oh, sure.
Said, that's a great idea, because Harry loved to eat in restaurants and loved to be with people, and it just felt right, and it kind of came to be. So I just finished up. I was at Cornell for a hotel and restaurant, and the restaurant just starting, and I came and worked with Paul. The guy that had the desk next to me that also worked with Paul at the time was Rahm Emanuel. So I worked with Rahm for about a year and a half.
Wow.
And then... Yeah, and then Rahm went to work for Bill Clinton, and then I was able to take Harry Caray's independent. So
you've done a remarkable job. I mean, one of the great things about keeping that you know, Harry was certifiably one of the great lively characters in the history of this lively town, and you've done a remarkable job of keeping his spirit alive. Not just by having restaurants named after him, but by a variety of things. And his wonderful wife Dutchie is still around. And just so, congratulations, Mark Schulman. You've done a great job in this Groundhog Day reunion. Is bound to be a smash. 3 o'clock this Friday. Go to Harry Caray's.com for all the information. Mark, I wish I could be there, but I know you. I mean, Grantdale, I wish I could be there, and you will. I'm sure it'll be a smash, Bill Murray or no Bill Murray.
Well, can we also bring up that the city of Chicago will be declaring it Harold Ramis?
Oh, of course, right.
Yeah, so that Alderman Riley will have the proclamation there, and that will be like the.
Fantastic. He deserves. Yeah, he Harold deserves a day. He deserves a day. Grant, take care of yourself. Go to your meeting and have a ball this week.
Thanks, Rick.
Sure, you bet. That was Grant DePorter talking about the big event at Harry Caray's at Navy Pier.